I know we got some folks in here that this may or may not, Dwayne, I'm taking care of some in-persons here. Hopefully that'll be okay. Mrs. Rush or whoever's speaking here, can you come up and share?
Good morning.
This 2105.
Good morning. Good morning.
BOE dash or 2021-5.
Are you ready?
Sir.
Did you all have a book?
I don't have a book, so if you... He's going to bring it up here.
I left five of these over at the clerk's office.
We've got them sitting right over here.
Oh, okay.
Handle them up, yeah.
And basically, I'll just go through these. I've only got one paper in here that I missed. I think... Jeff, you probably answered a little of the question here just now with Sheila. This is a property that I was in here in 215, 216 on with the BOE. Nothing has changed with my property, but I'm in a floodplain. My property taxes went up 80%. I don't necessarily blame Susan for that. I think what we have here is a case of state overreach. They seem to come in here and tell Taney County exactly what they want them to do, and they hop. And when I moved here, I'm retired. I don't have a lot of money. And that was one reason I moved here, was because of the taxes. I try to make my place presentable. I was not in a floodplain when I moved here. That was something that the Corps furnished me with.
The blue overshadowing is the floodplain. This is his property right here.
This is down on Taney Coma.
Let's see.
Taney Coma, Riverside Estates,
yeah.
Hollister.
Item number six.
Yeah, the boat ramp is right across.
Yeah. Item number six and seven. Seven would probably be a clearer picture of... Do you have one of these two, Susan? I make one for you, too. Unless... Do you have... Maybe they have your copy. I'm sorry. I furnished three or four copies. The same on 8 is a blown-up picture of that. If this is going to change every 2 years, I guess I just will be put on the calendar because I can't change the flood. I can't do anything with that. Hopefully they won't let us flood anymore. But I have a letter in here from BOE in 2016 to the BOE from Shane Grady. Telling what it would affect my property value. And the next is a copy of the BOE vote. I think, Mr. Reynolds, you were on that at the time. Mr. Schofield, I think, was on there at the time. Number 11 was the reevaluation after BOE. Now there's a picture on number 12. I still have that stick. There's a red mark on that stick, and that's how far it came up on the side of my house, which would be the waterfront side of my house. I'm across the street on the next block over, not waterfront, but that's how far it came up. The next is a picture of where the water was before it ran in my garage.
The red mark from the costume?
Yes, sir. Which I think it would have run in my garage before it ran in my house.
Now, when you came to my office, you said you'd never been flooded.
I haven't in my house. Now, on the property itself, yeah, I couldn't get in my garage. Water was this deep in the street. So as far as Axel, now back up to page 12, if that would have had crawl space under it, I would have had water in my house. I did move out. I did move out. The part you don't have is the work card of 2015. And what I noticed on here, Chuck made a note, and it said, land changed, added GAR, 2001 accession. It was an SCXX. And all these new ones.
That's your school district.
Why would my school district change?
No, your school district is 5CXX.
5CXX?
Hollister.
The 5 is the school. The C is county. XX means he's not in a city or a fire district. Okay. So he does not have fire coverage either.
And why was it changed to a 5CWX?
Because Western Saint County Fire came in there. We do have fire district coverage now.
So that fire was added to it?
Yes.
Okay, I understand that now. I was not sure what that meant. But at that time, it was lowered to $122,000 by BOE. Before I got up here, Jeff, you asked about a BOE
ruling
that only stood for 2 years. And I'm assuming the assessor can change that ruling at that point.
I think what we have here is a little bit different. This is an exemption that happened. Yes, it was a ruling, but...
Well, I think, I'm assuming, Susan, that he's getting an increase like almost everybody in Tanta County on residents, right?
Right. Everybody went up 14% or less for that index increase.
And I'm seeing here back in what is it, 2016,
yes, sir.
That our board, I think it was a year before I came in, but the board gave you, based on where you are in the floodplain, a 25% discount.
30.
Okay, I'm just looking at your writing on the paper here. So
yeah, I'm going to overcheck that.
Whatever it was.
Okay.
Okay, and was that, I mean, did you think that was fair at that time?
At that time, yeah, I could live with that. The only thing that's been added to the property since then was the carport. And I think you've seen it, Jeff, which has no ends in it. But since I put sides on it, I don't know, is it a carport no longer?
It's a garage.
Are
you talking about
the one
with the garage door? You got a single garage door?
No, the carport.
Oh, you've got two garages on your house, right?
I've got a double car on my house.
And then you have a building with a garage door on it.
Yeah,
everybody else crossed.
That's a garage.
If we give him the same,
that's my big garage, and then I have one next to it. Yeah, you guys have come out.
No, that's not put down as a garage. That's a carport.
Right, it's a carport.
Yeah,
but they told me if it had sides in it, it was no longer considered a carport.
I'd have to look at what they've done because we came out and reassessed. Because you and I sat down together and looked at everything you had because we were trying to find anything to bring you down.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying.
Well, back to this other.
We don't want to put him back.
No.
If we went back the way it was before this new reevaluation, reassessment, okay, say my taxes have raised 80%. We take 30% off of that. Where'd the other 50 come from? I haven't changed anything.
Is this your carport, sir, on the screen?
That's my carport. It's got a drape over the front. The back side's empty. And I was told because I put the sides on it, a carport won't have sides. Well, I bought it as a carport. It has no footing under it. It has no floor in it. It is in the floodplain also. That white fence you see on the right there, That's where the floodplain ends.
I understand.
And my house is to the left, and my shop, everything I own is in the floodplain.
So if we go to the Beacon site with the land values, Wesley, can we bring that up? Have we charged him differently than we have the neighbors?
This
is the carport.
Right here.
Now that raises another question. The property values down here, the land is raised from $20,000 to $30,000. For the lot.
In one year.
And I have, well, you've got that too. It says it's number one. I used to judge land in high school. This is no number one land. Number one doesn't flood, for one. Two, it'll grow something. This won't grow diddly, but trees. And I don't know what to do with it either. But I think...
We put you in at your price per square foot, though, on the aerial, and you're the lowest in the neighborhood. I've got comps of houses around you. And then, Wesley, can you bring it? I can't see it from here, but we also do it by price per acre. And are your values completely out of line with everybody else in the neighborhood? Because that's where I am.
So, I mean, the real issue here is, I mean, obviously, since 2016, property values have went up, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Big time.
So,
a bubble.
Let me ask you this, Dwayne. Do you understand that just the general property value went up, so your taxes would likely go up since 2016?
I think probably a raise in taxes is in order. I think 80% is a little out of order. I think we're in a bubble. I think it's going to pop. On this card she sent out, it said, would you sell this property for that? That's an insult to my intelligence. I didn't buy it to sell it. I bought it to give to my kids when I leave. And it has nothing to do with nothing. Yeah, I could sell it and make money on it, but I'm also going to have to replace it. I have to have a place to live. A house doesn't make you any money. Everybody's got to have one, or should have, or we're down here in the corner. A house does not make you any money. I could make money in my shop if I wanted to, but I look at the tax statement here and how much money goes for this, how much goes for that. The schools get 90% of the money. Okay, if my taxes go up $800, in 10 years, that's $8,000. I'm on a fixed income. That's a lot of money.
But you realize, as the assessor, I have to make it mass appraisal. I have to make it so that you're in line with all your neighbors.
According to who?
That's what the assessor's job is. If there was a way to do this correctly... But the legislature hasn't passed it yet. Other places have something called certificate of value. So the guy who moved in next door to you that paid, $400,000 for his house wouldn't affect you in the same way. He would start being taxed based on what he paid. The way we do it now, everybody rises up a certain amount when we reassess.
Okay, if the market goes to pot tomorrow, does everybody go down?
They should, yes.
They won't.
But again,
you're
doing a percentage. You're doing, if we had a pizza and we cut the pieces, we're just apportioning.
I'm going to bring point of order here, and if you could address chairman while he's talking to you're good. But hold on, Dwayne. I think Mr. Akers
we can. Especially in Taney County, we can spend years talking about the tax system. and the state and everything else. I do think that values have gone up, and I do think that because you're in a floodplain, we need to give you a discount. I think that discount needs to
So I need to give a discount to everyone in the floodplain, then?
Correct. Well,
Go ahead. I have a question on this. is that, so he got a 30% discount on